Maisach Tzira or Makom Gidulo, which is the suggestion I'm making from the Rambam. But emerges an interesting thing in terms of these interesting cases of Keshusa, Behizmi, Behigi, and essentially three cases that are very similar. It might be different in detail. Even from the Gemara Ne'eruv and Brachos, we see that apparently there is some difference in exactly the details. In terms of Hilchos Brachos, the Sugin Eruvin Daf Chavches and Sugin Brachos Daf Mem Amud Beis, but Keshusa Mehizmi Vihigi and Pitcher Meuna Dechatzva and Esev She Gadal Al Gabe Tzror, which is the Sugyan Pei Aleph. So all of them are this, this interesting. They're not exactly Otzitz She'eno Nakuv, but they're not Otzitz Nakuv either. And then of course there's Otzitz Al Gabe Yesedos. All these cases are interesting. So in all of them, we have to ask whether they are mechubar, whether they are yonek. It seems like they're yonek in some way, whether yonek avira or yonek mikarka. Again, those are distinctions that the Gemara makes in different places. Their status in Hilchos Brachos is definitely relevant. In one case, it's shahako, in the other case, it's bar and priyadama. But in all these four cases, they seem to be, the status seems to be ambiguous. And what we suggested was that, at least in light of the analysis of Ramosh Soloveitchik, so there is some question whether or not they're mechubar or just yonek. Possibly there could be an in-between status of mechubar as well. I think Daniel brought it to my attention that the language of the Orzarua, we spoke of the Orzarua's view that if you're tolesh, can you reconnect and undo the Talisha or not? So he's mechalek between a case where the Talisha was min ha-mechubar and when it was not min ha-mechubar. But the language that he uses, Daniel, is? Mechubar b'miktsas. So he has a... So we don't know whether he means by mechubar b'miktsas is that there's some sort of unika, albeit it's not mechubar. That's just a clumsy, I guess, way of saying it. Or imprecise way of saying it, or does he really mean that there's something called mechubar ve'eno mechubar, or mechubar b'miktsas? That might be relevant. It could be that that's the difference between the two cases in terms of Hilchos Brachos, right? Let's say in one case it's bar priyadama, in the other case it's shahakol. But that's an interesting middle shita. So in a sense, there are different approaches to all these cases. For the Ramban, it's possible to say that the break is not, the detachment is not at the point of, or the object that's being detached is it's not important that it be Gidulei Karka, it's its connection to Gidulei Karka. As we know, that's the big Chiddush in Ramban, to explain the connection between Dildel B'Ubar B'Meimo and these cases. In both cases he's arguing that the actual point of contact or connection doesn't make it Hefsek Gidulei Karka, it's Hefsek from a Hefseshon Gidulei Karka, just like in the case of Ubar, it's the detaching from a neshama rather than the detaching of a neshama, I guess. So that gives a whole different perspective on the whole sugya, according to the reading of the Ramban. According to the Orzarua, if we take it literally, so it's mechubar b'miktsas in these cases. And the other possibility is that it's either mechubar gamur through avira, rava, and so on, or it's yanika b'li chibur. These could be different perspectives. This idea that there could be something called mechubar ve'eno mechubar may be relevant also to the cases of yavesh, I guess we should get to it right now then maybe. The case of yavesh. The ksug of yavesh can be found in several places, one in Eruv and Daf Kuf, and the other one in Chul and Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, both of which I gave you on the Mar Makamos. So what emerges from Chul and Kuf Chav Zayin, Matas? What's the case there? Te'enim, go ahead. Well, it doesn't say Nisiyav Shu, and that's important for Balei Tosis. What does it say? Shatsamku, right? Te'enim shatsamku bi'iveihem. And what's the halacha? Yerchayev v'shah, atolish v'hem v'shabes v'chayev chatos. Even though... Is there an even though? Aaron? Even though Yechayev Shabbos if Tolesh Te'enim She Tzamku B'Iveyen, even though How do you know they're yavesh? Well, it doesn't say they're yavesh, but they're even. There's an even though, so it's even though what? No. Even though they're not immune from tumah, meaning le'inyan tumah, they're considered no longer to be mechubar. Okay, that's the halacha. Tolish mehem b'shabbos kayv chatas, even though tmeos tumas ochlin. Okay. So that's very fascinating, of course. That's very relevant to us because the category of tumah seems to depend on mechubar and tolish. And if it's really tolush, then why should you be chayiv chatos? Okay. So Rashi alatar, Matis, does what? Hints at something, doesn't hint, does help us, doesn't help us. Michael? Daniel? Rashi and Chulin? Adds a couple of words that aren't in the Gemara. The what? I'm not hearing you. Yeah, exactly. Very good. Correct. So Rashi says imlo chayv chatas, and he adds imlo yavshu uktzeihen. Okay, it doesn't appear in the Gemara. Rashi seems to be saying this is yavesh or tzamuk, but not exactly completely yavesh. The oketz is not yavesh. Alma afagav delinin shab still bechiddush. Mechubarin ninhu, metamin tumas ochem. That's the other thing. Instead of saying afalgav delinyan tuma tlushin ninhu, chayvu mishum Shabbos, right, which one could have just as easily said, right? Rashi says afalgav delinyan Shabbos, oy delinyan Shabbos, mechubarin ninhu, metamin tumas ochem. So that means that the definition of chibur leinyan tuma Elin and Shabbos is different? Or is it another way of saying that Shabbos depends on Mechubar and Tumah doesn't depend on Mechubar, Tumah depends on Yanika? Okay, that's strange. It's hard to know. It's hard to know if these are two definitions of Chibur or Tzinika versus Chibur. Something's going on. But Rashi does two things for us. Number one, he provides us that formulation. Number two, he leaves an opening. It sounds like if the Oketz was also Yavesh, then there would be no Chiyuv and no Shabbos either. The Shita Mekubet says here, anybody see that? Just a little O space. I didn't specifically tell you to look at it, but, you know, curiosity should always get the best of you. Ari Saad? Anybody? Domi? Didn't see a little base there? Maybe it isn't a base. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's a gimel. Okay. They all look the same to me, but... Leimim esayele l'shmuel. Yiloseyele nimchaku, keitzar chlomar. Metamin tumas ochlin, hoov ein mechubarin kol tzarchon. So metamin tumas ochlin, hoov ein mechubarin kol tzarchon. That's an important girsa. Right? Ein mechubarin kol tzarchon means... that it's mechubar veino mechubar. Sounds like that, or zarua a little bit. There's something, and again, is this just an imprecise way of saying that there is chibur b'li, in this case it's chibur b'li yinika. We've had cases where there's yinika b'li chibur, right? Which cases are those? Otis nakum v'agabe yisedos, especially according to the Rambam, right? And there might be other cases too, maybe the cases of kishusa and pitrios, are Yanika Bali Chibur. Here we have a case, maybe whether it's Chibur Bali Yanika, or, according to the language of Shit Mekubet says, again, for Rashi alone, it's Le'inyan Shabbos. Later on in the Gemara says, Yav Shuhain Vukzein, Rashi has Af Le'inyan Shabbos Tlushin Hein. So Rashi is operating with Tolush and Mechubar. But the Shit Mekubet says, Mechubar Ve'eno Mechubar. Mechubar Ve'eno Mechubar may mean that it's not Mechubar Legamri. So then the question would be, in Hilchos Shabbos, that would explain the discrepancy. In Hilchos Shabbos, not the difference, but in Shabbos it depends on Yanika, and in Tumah it depends on, on Shabbos depends on a Chibur, and in Tumah depends on Yanika, which is very hard to say. But rather, both depend on chibur. The difference is that you lose the status of mechubar and tumah once it's not mechubar gamur, and there's still a chiyuv kotzer on Shabbos as long as there's any mechubar. And that would make sense according to Rashi. If you had the girsa of shidum kumetzes. Okay. And maybe that's what Rashi himself says. It's hard to know. Either way, according to Rashi, if you had yavesh legamri, right, so then it seems pretty clear that in Hilchos Shabbos you would be patur as well. Okay, that position is explicitly taken, Noam, by Ellie? David? Everybody has to be prepared here. Let's, especially where the more time pressure we are, the more we need to be prepared. You think? Yeah, excellent. If you could read it just quickly, tell us on Kufnuno Midbeis, Libra Maso Mechubar, okay, which Rabbi Kidegar points to as well. Go ahead, Yitzi. The Mechubar, Mishkachas Lo, Omer Rebbe.
The lag is in Tisha Nantaba. The Akhobat in Mechubar La'aret, Eno if it's Tisha Kedisha Yavish, Eno Yonet Min Ha'aret.
Oh, so this is very interesting. So number one, if it's Yavish Gamor, there is no coats there, no rice. But the language is the language changes. The first one is Apagav Shemechubar La'aretz, Ein Bo Iser Tlisha, Kivin Sheyavesh Ein A Yonek Min Ha'aretz. So the first formulation is that even if it's Yavesh Gamor, it's still considered a Mechubar. It's just not Yonek. And once it's not Yonek, so then there's no Kiv Tlisha. So it sounds like, even though it remains mechubar, and therefore it is tlisha mina mechubar when you uproot it, what the first formulation here is saying is akiras davar megidulo kotzer depends on piso kayinika. If there's no piso kayinika, even though there is tlisha mina mechubar, there's no katsira. Okay, continue. Kedemuchat b'chulin.
Right.
Okay, no, but again, that's his diuk in the Gemara. Go ahead. Bechain, Mashma. Oh, so now what's he saying? So this is a little bit of a subtle shift. Before he said that Yavesh is Mechubar, but it's not Yonek, and since it's not Yonek, you're not Chai V'chakas. And now he's saying that it's Chai Mashon B'kol HaSugya, the Yavshu Hein Buk Tzeyen, Metame Tumas Ochlin, V'ein Dino Klal to Mechubar. Right? V'hod Kamar Hakab in Mechubar Meshkakas Lo, and V'shub Yisu Yipui Karka, and so on. But so the point is that in this continuation, it sounds like he's saying that when it's Yavesh Lagamri, it's not just Mechubar but not Yonek, but it's not Mechubar either. So either these are two formulations in Tosis, or Tosis is using the word Mechubar in two different ways. Right? One, physically it is attached, meaning it's still connected to the ground. It's been Nisyabesh, but nothing physically has happened. It's still sitting where it always is, has been sitting in the ground. No one uprooted it yet. But Al Pidin, it's not Mechubar. That's what Tosis means. It's hard to know. Either way, according to Bali Tosis, what emerges is either because there's no Yanika or because it isn't even Mechubar, Tlisha Miyavesh Gamur is going to be Potur. One could argue that, you know, the truth is, if it's something Yavesh Legamur, one could argue from all perspectives that it's Potur. You could say, there's no piece of Yanika. You could say it's already Talush. You could say there's not a Maisa Katsira because it's just sitting there. Right? You could say perhaps even that it's not Mokom Gidulo anymore. Mokom Gidulo doesn't refer to the past. Mokom Gidulo refers to an environment which continues to be important and impactful. The second, that it's not impactful at all. It's not Mokom Gidulo anymore. So Rashi and Tosas' Shita, which is that Yavish Lagamri is not Chayef Kotzer, not the Shabbos, is not a particularly difficult Shita to justify. One could do it on any basis, pretty much. It only becomes interesting to note the language that is used, which is why I'm focusing both on language of Rashi in Le'inyan Mechubar and the way he formulates it in Chulin, and the Shita Mechubetzis is Mechubar Kitzas, or Eino Mechubar Gamur, and then on the two formulations here in Tosis, whether there's Mechubar but not Yanika, or there's not even Mechubar. Okay. What's more intriguing would be to examine Shita Saramba. Okay. And what is Shita Saramba Mihuda? Correct. Rambam, that's number one. In Parakas Halacha Dalid, it's again, if you're not looking for it, you could miss it. But once you have Tosas and Rashi, but especially Tosas, so then we should be looking for it. And then we note that both in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Parak Beis, Halacha, whatever it is, hey, and in Hilchos Shabbos, Parakas Halacha Dalid, in both cases, the Rambam formulates the Halacha, not in terms of Tzamuk, but Yavesh. Te'enim sheyavshu v'yivehen, v'chein ilan sheyavshu peirosav, Akurin means tallish. Again, just contrast that with the Rashi that we read before. Afagav delinyan Shabbos mechubarim metanin tumas ochlin. Again, it doesn't have to be significant, but it might be. It's at least interesting to juxtapose it. Rashi ke'ilu formulates that the exception is Hilchos Shabbos. Afagav delinyan Shabbos it's mechubar, and the Rambam, quoting the same halakha, emphasizes afagav, right? Shehein akurin linyan tuma. Okay. But it's clear that it's even b'yavesh. So the question is why? So one could say that the... there's certainly no yanika here. Right? There is a question... Certainly if it's yavesh l'gamri, there's no yanika. So there could be a question whether or not it's mechubar. So... So, if you hold like the formulation of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, which is that according to the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos depends on Mechubar, not on Yanika. In other words, if you pick the Atzitz Nakuv from the ground and you put it al gabe yisedos, so he was arguing that the reason that you are chayiv is because even though there is yanika, right, you've broken mechubar. Atzitz Nakuv al gabe karka is mechubar and it's yonek. But according to the Rambam, Atzitz Nakuv al gabe yisedos is yonek, but it's not mechubar, and that's why you're chayiv for Kitzira, because Kitzira depends on Mechubar and Talosh. So if you say that, so then one could argue, I guess, that even though there's no Yanika, again, he doesn't talk about it in this case, at least not there, there's no Yanika in the case of Yavesh, but there is Mechubar, and this is the opposite side of the coin. You have Antitznakov is a case, Algabi Yasedos is Yanika, breaking Mechubar and Yechayiv, even though there remain, same case. And here also, this is a case of breaking Mechubar and Yerchayiv. Okay. The problem with that is, on the surface, in his whole analysis, this is certainly true, Tuma depends not on Yanika, this is why I didn't like to say it for Rashi either, but on Mechubar. Moreover, he himself, in the same halacha, says, Afalpi Shehein Ke'akurin Linyan Tuma. Doesn't say that, you know, there's pisaka yinika and that's what determines for tumah. Because it doesn't seem that that's correct. It seems like tumah v'tahara depends on mechubar and talush. So if that's the case, then basically he's acknowledging that this is already talush. So if you're kotzer or davar talush, why should you be chayev? So I think, though, in light of what we were suggesting on Tuesday, I was suggesting a different approach to the Rambam, and that is that the key words of the Rambam are Mokom Gidulo. That's what he has everywhere. And that the Rambam's explanation of why Atat She'inu Nakov is Potter, Mivnei She'inza Mokom Gidulo, works better from that perspective, he could have just said, because it's awkward. Right? It's not Mechubar. Instead, he says, "Hareze einze makom gidulo." Right. Moreover, as we discussed then, it's a diuk, but I think it's a correct diuk. The Rambam says, "Kala okadavra megidulo." After he introduces the chiyuv of katsir on halacha gimel, and then he says lefikach, and he brings all those interesting cases, which are possibly not mechubar. They're definitely yonek, but they're not mechubar. Very possibly, they're not mechubar. And what's the lefikach? So again, what I was suggesting for the Rambam was that the Rambam thinks that Kotzer is Akira's Dabar Megidula, like he says. Not Gidula Karka, it's not a question of Yanika, like the Rishalmi, and it's not a question of Gidula Karka, like the Ramban, and it's not a question of Mechubar and Talush, like Ramosh Soloveitchik. Rather, it is simply Akira's Dabar Megidula. Now the question is, what is Gidulo? That still remains an interesting question. Certainly in the case of Savim al-Gabe Tzror and Keshusa al-Gabe Hizmi Vihigi and Tetarios al-Gabe Makatzva Deuna, certainly that's Mokom Gidula. They may not be Mechubar and they may not even be Yonek fully. Well, not for the Karka anyway. But definitely it's Mokom Gidula. In the case of Yavesh, I think it's more of an open question. One could have said, well, something is Yavesh, it's no longer Mokom Gidula. Because even though it hasn't moved, you know, what makes this its point of origin and growth is the connection and the impact of being in that environment. And when the impact is terminated, then it's not in that environment anymore. One could have said that. But one doesn't have to say that. One could argue that even if it's talush, and even if there's no yinika, as long as no physical action has removed it from Mokom Gidulo, refers to its nostalgic past as well as its present and its future. So good, it's not Nisgadal anymore, but it is Mokom Gidulo. So according to the Rambam, maybe Kotzer, Afavisha Akur, Linyan Tuma, it's Talush. And it's not Yoneg, but it's still Mokom Gidulo. In that sense, it's better than Atzut Sheinu Nakuv, because Atzut Sheinu Nakuv doesn't qualify as a Makom Gidol, even though it is Yonek, and it is Mechubar to it, although it's not Mechubar to the Karka, but it's Yonek from this place. Because that's not, that's unnatural in environment, or as Eli pointed out the other day, like you have this Chuvas Rambam. So we can take that one line. The Rambam says about Atzut Sheinu Nakuv that it's a Davar She'ein Lo Kiyum. It's an environment in which there's no future. It'll grow a little bit. Okay, but it's ain lo kiyum. I don't know if this is really true. I think it could be other explanations of lav hainu rivi say, meaning this is, an artificial environment. It doesn't qualify for mokum. It's formally not mokum gidula. Again, in this tshuva, the Rambam's responding to the distinction between shor achitin usorim b'mayim and atzut sheinu nakuv. And he says, ain lo hakish shore betoles from atzut sheinu nakuv. Shadavar hazarua ba'atzut sheinu nakuv kedina davar hatalush. But not, he couldn't just stop there. It's talush, end of story. But then he adds, asher ein lo kiyum. Meaning again, it doesn't depend, what's common about the Rambam's tshuva and his Yad HaChazaka, is it doesn't depend on mechubar v'talush per se. The truth is that if you have seeds in a jar and there's water and you leave it there for a long time, which is the Rambam's distinction, like the Magen Avraham guessed all those years later and so on, It's not mechuba makarka. There's no karka. But it is makom gidulo because it has a future and it's going to grow there. What's not clear in this Rambam, as we mentioned in the context of Zoreya, is whether this Rambam distinguishes between atzitz nakov and atzitz sheni nakov in Zoreya or not. Because at the end he says, "Kim shi'itchila zera l'tzmoach kol shu niskayev." You don't need davar she'esh lo kiyum. But I think what is clear is that the Rambam's view of atzitz sheni nakov is that for purposes of kotzer, it's not enough to say that it's talush. It's important to say asher ein lo kiyum. Because it doesn't depend on mechubar, and it doesn't depend... Mechubar, it never was. Yenika, there is. But it's a makom she'ein lo kiyum, which is another way of saying it's not makom gidulo. It doesn't qualify for makom... It is a place where this thing grew, but al pidin, it's not... It's the quality of the makom, of the atmosphere and the environment, doesn't qualify for makom gidulo. So therefore, I think everything in the Rambam is perfectly consistent. The Rambam Shita is, and what's important about Kotzer is Makom Gidulo. Sometimes that's a Chumra, and sometimes that's a Kula, but it's not equivalent to either Gidule Karka, or Yenika, or Mechobar. Now, if this is true, it could end up that the Rambam will be able to sometimes operate with Yenika, and sometimes operate with Mechobar Vatalush, because in either case, there could be a significant Akira Migidulo, or it could be in the other direction. If you said something like this, you might say that you always need to be Oker from both, as long as there's a connection either on a Yenika level or on a Talush and Mechubar level. Technically, it still remains B'Mokom Gidulo. That would be a separate question. And this goes back to the comment I made to Tzvi the other day about not necessarily in the Arzaru as well, not necessarily there being two tracks of Mechubar, Talush, Yenika, Pisuk, Yenika, and so on, but that these all having a common denominator, that common denominator being one of two things, or maybe the overlap of these two things, Maisik Tzira, or something that affects Mokom Gidulo. But in theory, it could require both. In theory, it could be accomplished by either. It could be prevented by the continued existence of either. That has to be played out quite separately. So if we found that the Rambam, you know, sometimes worked with Yenika and sometimes worked with Chibur, it wouldn't shock me. And if he found out that he required being cut off from both, that wouldn't surprise me either. Okay. Now, having said that, let me just mention a few other things. The Minchas Chinuch, when it comes to Yavesh, makes a different distinction. He's mechalek between... when it's Nisyabesh HaPri and Nisyabesh HaIlon. Minchas Chinuch argues that Nisyabesh HaIlon, there's no kotzer. But if it's Nisyabesh HaPri on the Ilon, but the Ilon's connection to the Karka is still good, then it's fine. Then it's considered kotzer. So again, just to point out, on a Yenika level, if kotzer was Pisuk HaYenika, that would make no sense. Because either the fruit which you're being koteif is, there's some impact to this akiras yinikaso, or there's not. It doesn't matter whether the cutoff point is the ground to the elon, or the elon to the pre. The fact is that you're not accomplishing anything, and you're not doing an act of pisuk hayinika by the act of Katsira here. And if that was what was Kaveya, then it shouldn't make a difference. However, if we are talking about one of the three other possibilities, which is Mechubar and Talush, or Mokom Gidulo, or maybe even Maisa Katsira, which I think this might overlap, so then I think it's possible to make that distinction. As long as the point between the karka and the elon is still operating properly, so the it could still consider mechubar. It's still considered mechubar la karka, or it's still considered makom gidulo, or it's still considered a maisa katsira. So I don't know whether the Minchas Chinuch's distinction is compelling in terms of the Makaros, that's a different issue. But I know that it doesn't work if you're talking about Pisuk HaYinika per se. It might work or might not work, you could argue the point, in terms of Bechubar, in terms of Makom Gidulo, and in terms of Ma'asikasi. That's one point. What will happen to the according to the Rambam in the following scenario? We know, according to the Rambam, what happens when you take an Otzitz Nakov and you pick it up and you put it al Gabi Yisegos. Let's say you pick up, mentioned at the end of last year, you pick up the Otzitz Nakov al Gabi Yisegos and you put it somewhere which cuts off its Yanika Menakarka completely. Are you chayav for that or not? So the Rambam doesn't address that case. The Shulta Giborim does. The Shulta Giborim says in that circumstance, even the Rambam would say that you are potter. Me'al Gabi Sedos, to, let's say, you know, putting it on the Shulchan or whatever it is, you know, where it's blocked from the impact of the Yanika Sakarka, or Ha'avi, or whatever it is. According to the Shulta Giborim, that would be Potter. But the truth is, maybe it depends very much on the issues that we have been discussing. Number one, at that point there's Pisuk HaYinika. So good. Let's say, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's analysis. So there was... according to him, you picked up the Otzitzenako from the ground, you put it on Gabi Yisebos, what did you do? You broke the Mechubar. It's no longer Mechubar, now it's Talish. But there is Yanika. But at the next stage, you undermine the Yanika as well. So if Shabbos depends on Mechubar, the Talish, so you could say, like the Shulta Giborim, you're Chayiv for the first stage, but you're not Chayiv for the second. However, according to what we've been suggesting, which is that Gidulei Karka is the key for the Rambam. So then I think it's also an interesting question. I'm not sure. Is Gidulei Karka broken by... Gidulei Karka is broken by picking it up from the ground and putting it on Gabi Yisedos, according to the Rambam. That's clear. But it still has Yanika. So is the Makom Yanika its new Makom Gidulo? Does Makom Gidulo only mean its original Gidul? Right? It's still being this Gadel, if you leave it, Al Gabi Yisedos, now, so now it's a new Malcolm Gidul. We just don't have enough information. So if it depends on its origins, in coming into being, then the answer is no, but it is a Malcolm Gidul now. Can you have a second Malcolm Gidul? If we were to say that it depends on Maisik Tzira, so we might say any significant change, whether it be Mechubah Batalush or Pisuk HaYinika, either one can be Mechayev. There would be another reason to be Mechayev. So the point is that there are different perspectives that could be brought to bear on this. Did you find it in the back? Yishuv Gemara? Yaakov, were you looking? The Shulta Gemara himself also has a line which is very strange, where he says that Yanika, at the point of Agadi Yisedos, is only Drabana. Right, if it's only Drabana, then you can understand that, you know, if you cut that off, that's not going to make you Chayiv Min HaTorah. The question is, what does he do with, that's very hard to sustain, because the Pashtus, the Chiyuv Trumas Maitros, applies Agadi Yisedos. That doesn't seem to be Drabana. Okay. But in any case, this question, the Shulta Gemara, is something to look at. On the other hand, just one more second, the Tosas Rid, which I think I mentioned to you to look at also, discusses the question according to Rashi and Tosas. Again, Rashi and Tosas are of the opinion, Jeremy, that what? Rashi and Tosas. Atit Nakuv, and you pick it up on Gabi Yisedos? No. Atit Nakuv. Why? Because it's still Mechubar. It could be different explanations. It's still Mechubar, or actually, Nagos HaShri, I think, formulates it, not that it's still Mechubar, like Rashi and Tosa say, but that it's still Yonek. That itself is interesting. Even according to the Rishonim, for the same opinion, you have to look at the different formulations. Right. It's still mechubar, right? That's like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says, the Rishonim against the Rambam. They hold the Ibn Agabi Asedos is still mechubar la'aretz. And the Rambam felt it was only yomim. So if you want to disagree on this point, you could say, well, because this depends on mechubar. The Agos HaShri says, no, because it's still yomim. That's interesting in its own right. But in any case, Tosa says, whether it's because it's still Mechubar or because it's still Yonig, it's only Drabana. So what would you think, according to Rashi and Tosas, would happen if you pick up the Atznaku from the Yesedos and you cut off the Yonika? Yeah, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, especially on that.
Just hold off the question one second, let's finish the point. So, since you're about to ask the question, so I'll ask you the point. So, what would you think? According to Rashi and Tosas, you pick up the Atznaku from the ground, you put it on the Yesedos, it's only drabanan. You pick it up from the Yesedos and you cut off the Yonika, what would you think?
Well,
so you should be chayav in a Torah, right? That's what one would think. But the Tosas Rid says for Rashi and Tosas that you're pater. Or that it's not the Raisa, at least. So that's very strange. Either it depends on Yonika or it depends on Chibur, but I mean, everybody agrees that if you were to take it off the ground and cut off its yonika at the same time, that you would be chayiv. So you did it in two stages. Just because you did it in two stages, it should be potter. Now again, Rashi and Tosas don't say this. The Tosas Rid says it for them. But it's very interesting, right? I mean, mimanasha. Either yonika is koveya or kibur is koveya. Right? But, in light of what we've been saying, maybe there's a broader way to look at the topic, which is some. We could take it the kula, we could take it the chumrah. Meaning, what we said before was, maybe it's not two tracks, but a kotzer which is, breaks the yonika, or a kotzer which breaks the chibur. Either one is a significant, a sufficiently significant maisa ktsira, or maybe from the perspective of makom gidula. Either way, I'm not sure. That constitutes ktsira, the common denominator, whatever it is. By the same token, one could. That's the Chumrah perspective. You can get Kotzer this way, you can get Kotzer that way. Because it's all enough to be defined as Kotzer. But it could go the Lekula way as well. Namely, it isn't about Yonika and it's not about Talish or Mechubar. But what it really is about both of them. To qualify as a Maisa Ketzira or to be considered Oker Migidulo, so it has to be in one fell swoop. Right, it has to be an action which destroys, you know, all the connections. If it's piecemeal, then by definition, it's not katsira. And the next stage, which completes the process, isn't katsira either, because it's already akur b'miktsas to begin with. It's not legamri b'mokom gidulo either. It's not shalom b'mokom gidulo sufficient to be mechayev you on stage one, but it's not shalom b'mokom gidulo, it's not b'mokom gidulo legamri to be mechayev you on stage two either. Yeah.
I understand why you can't just take Rashi Tosos, that it all depends on breaking the chibur, and you just hold it Atzitz Nakuv was never mechubar to begin with.
But I think the evidence that Atzitz Nakuv is mechubar is overwhelming. That Atzitz Nakuv on the karka.
Even on the karka.
Yeah. Is, I mean, in Tumah and all Vinim, Atzitz Nakuv al Gabe karka is definitely mechubar, not just Yonek.
You can't say just Yonek and then all those other halachos.
Well, if it was just Yonek, so let's take it. Number one, I think that's true. I stand by that. But even according to your perspective, I still don't understand it. So wouldn't at some point.
It's never mechubar. It's still not mechubar. So who cares? You could break the yonika.
Everybody would agree if you picked it up from the ground and you put it on the table, that you'd be chayev.
I don't know how we know that.
The only case of
no, because there was mechubar. You mean
atzitz nakuv
or not?
You just said it wasn't mechubar.
No, let's say, why did Rashi...
On the ground, and you take it from the ground, and you take it immediately and put it on the top of the table. B'chayim. But if you take it on the ground, and you put it on the Yesedos, and then later you take it from the Yesedos, and you put it on the table, you're potter and you're potter. That's
the problem. How do you know that you're
chayim
if you put it straight to
the table? The Tosas Rid, who is extending Rashi and Tosas, is only extending it in a case where you do this in two stages. Sorry?
Is that clear though?
Yeah, I think it is perfectly clear.
Well, it's only Agabi Yisidus. No one would ever say that you took it straight from the ground and you put it
if you put it on a place where there, where you're mafsik the yedi, I think it's pashas of the Gemara too. I mean, the Gemara's case is hinicho gabi yisedos. And even then the Gemara says you're chayiv, but there Rashi tells us to say it's only drabanan. Why? Because it's still mechubar. But if it wasn't mechubar, why is it still mechubar? Because you're chayiv trumas maestros, right? That's what Tulsa says. Tulsa quotes chayiv trumas maestros, right? But you're not chayiv trumas maestros if you put it on the table and in your mafsik the unique as well. So that's another pasha, that if you take it from the ground and you put it on the table, not you say those where it's still, you know, free. You're chayiv. So the question is, good, that if you do it in two stages, you're potter, why? So what I'm trying to explain is that the two stages, if it's not about, if it's just about Yanika or just about Mechubar, and we found evidence in Rishonim that could go that way too, certainly analyses in the Achronim. So then it has to be Mimonoshach, one or the other. But if it's about either Maisek Tzira or Mokom Gidulo, so then I say, I think you can go either. You might find that it's either or, and you might find that you need both. And you might find that you need both bevasachas. Chipping away is antithetical to kotzer. Yeah.
Of course, to that, but you have to, in the case of God, it's a fulim. When you come out with it, when you come out with it, you see that, like, almost 50-50, like, with Rashi says, well, it's not, but it's still there, so it's a chibur, and it's not chibur, and that.
He doesn't say it that way. He just says that it's not Yavish, it's
Lagam. You have to read Rashi very strongly when he says that, that
it's having to myself, but even though really it's completely mechubar. Otherwise, if you had 50-50, what we're saying now is that
it wouldn't really work because you need to. You're trying to explain, I'm not sure what bothers you. You're trying to explain the discrepancy between the Yavish, because Yavish precedes the Sin according to Rashi, it's almost the middle ground, and taking it from that middle ground to call it for Gavri would be Chayim Chatos. So over here, we're saying that you can't have a middle ground, you need to get everything in one shot.
Well, let me say this way: from a Maisek Tzira point of view, you might be right from a Gibel point of view, although I'm not sure if you're even right about that. But from a Maisek Tzira point of view, it's certainly not correct. Meaning, in the case in Chulin, there's no one ever did it. You did everything in one fell swoop. It's Nisyadesh, but you didn't do any Maisek Tzira before. And even from the perspective of the chibur, I don't know. Again, I don't know if you all like the chibur prevents us from reading in Rashi. So mechubar veinu mechubar might still be more significant than, you know, than al gabi yisedos. If there's no mechubar. Now remember, if you interpret like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, which is that according to the Rashi and Tosis, the reason that atzot al gabi yisedos is drabanan. It's not because everything depends on Yanika, but because it's still mechubar. It's like this elastic mechubar. I was saying, even if it is mechubar, but so now it's mechubar A, now it's mechubar B. Okay. But according to him, it's the same mechubar. So then to say when you put it on the table that you're not chayiv, that would be almost impossible to say. Now again, in Rashi, I don't think it's a question in Rashi and Tosis. It's a question in the Tosis Rid's extension of Rashi and Tosis. But that's important too. Yeah, Jerry. Sorry?
What is
Maisek Tzira? I think that would take all the enjoyment out of the topic. What do you mean, what is Maisek Tzira? I mean, what do I mean by Maisek Tzira? Yeah. I keep saying that it may overlap with Mokom Gidulo. By that I mean, but I'm not sure, because I just think in one case the emphasis is more on the result, and in the other case the emphasis is on the action. But what I mean is, a significant action that changes or that takes this object, you know, to either transforms the object or disconnects it from an important organic source that it had. And that's what I mean by Maisek Tzira. But what I gain by that is I'm using Maisek Tzira or / Mokom Gidulo to create a common denominator, either a common denominator or a more intense set of requirements for the malacha. In other words, it's not pisa kayanika, which is killing it, cutting off its nourishment and sustenance. Mm-hmm. It's not mechubar v'talush, which is akira mina mechubar, it's a status in its own right. It's whatever you do in disconnecting it from its environment that is significant to it, or that changes it, that transforms it in some way. I'll explain more in just a minute. We'll get to... actually, let me mention a couple of other things, which we'll highlight a little bit further. Yeah, I'm just not sure in the Rambam whether it's the result of separating it from Mokum Gidulo, or Mokum Gidulo is the way just that you define Maisa Katsira. But some of the examples that I just gave, I think, would illustrate it, the difference. Anyway. Another Momnos Libatzer, I mentioned it the other day, that's a Sugya in Shavuos, Daf Mem Gimel, and in other places. Machlokes Rameir L'Chachamim, whether Navi Momnos Libatzer are Kibatzer Dami or not. Okay. So the Gemara discusses with regard to certain things, Shavua and Gezel and Omna, right? And it's a very fascinating argument. Again, it parallels our topic in a way, except that it might not be, you know, the same stage. Anavi ma'omdos libatzer is mechubar, and it is yonik. In a way, it's, you know, the opposite of nisyabesh, right? Where it's certainly not yonik anymore, and maybe it's not even mechubar, but it's still physically in the ground. This is physically in the ground, and mechubar, and yonik, but it's omeg libatzer. Which means that it doesn't need the ground anymore for its growth. It's reached its maturity, and it's ready to be—it's ready to greet the world of talush. Okay, it's omedly talush, but it's not talush yet. Because you have the smachogus, the Rameir, and the chacham. So it's just interesting to note the Bali Tosas in many places say, well, the Indian Shabbos, there's no argument. Even if you hold a navim omnos libatzer kibatzer dami, you're definitely going to be chayiv in Ucha Shabbos. Question is, what about Shavua and Gezel and Onah and things of that sort? That's on one side of the coin. Just one more second. On the other side of the coin, most of the Rishonim say, L'inyan Shibudim, it's not going to be treated as Mechubar. So L'inyan Shabbos, it's definitely Mechubar. L'inyan Shibudim, probably it's not Mechubar. Which would explain some discrepancies in some Gemaras. Why? So again, it is technically mechubar. Physically, it's mechubar legamri. It's yonek legamri. Right? It's not nisyabesh at all. It just doesn't need more, and it's not omeid for more, in terms of what people normally do at this stage of the process. So the question is, which is the exception here? So on the shibudin side of it, what could you say? Why should Shibudim be different? Yeah? No?
Shibudim, what you call that is the value of how you would label the value of the grade.
Not the value, I mean. Shibudim has nothing to do with value, but...
You say the permanence of it.
Exactly. And why do we care about permanence when it comes to Shibudim? It's about smichus das. Exactly. In other words, if you say that shibudim, this is an if you say that shibudim depend on smichus das, in other words, the reason that you can be govim and not karkos, and not minam talplin, is because karkas, li'olam amadas, it's always something you can rely on. And the talplin is here today and gone tomorrow. There's no smichus das. There's no betichus, as the Rav used to say. So, you know, it's not reliable. You can be mavriach metalpin, you can't be mavriach karka. So the point is that since it is destined to be cut, just a matter of time, so it's easy to say that l'inyan shibudim, another momentously batzer, is kibatzer l'kulam. Or if that's how some Rishonim explain, the Rashbam and Balbasar of Kufchav Ches, and Bali Tosis and Bava Kama, right, that's avadim, right, avadim mukshel karkos, and yet, there's no gvias in the chasim v'shubadim, yavadim. Formally and legally, avadim are kakakos. But you can hide an eved. You can kill an eved. Right? You can, eved is godros, in some halachas. So, on the other hand, there are rishonim who disagree. There are rishonim who think that the issue of shibudim is more of a formal halacha. Not a practical smichus das halacha, and that the reason that karka is different might be for another reason. What other reason? What could be the other reason that karka is different in shibudim? I mean, you're not learning from Mishpat now, but something everybody should know anyway. Well, what's the other reason? What's the other perspective, or could be the other reason? No, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Vasra people here?
Yeah,
I don't think. What do you mean potential? Why does that help? Right, but the kark has a value anyway. I don't think it's not an issue of fruit. Let's say you have an arid field. It's still omid l'shibudim. But, Michael?
The kol
and the edim is probably connected to the issue of smichas das in some way. But maybe, I mean, you know, in the world of bris, we try to ignore, you know, those gemaras about the kol and the edim. But we're not always successful in that. That's a topic in its own right. That's why I hesitate. You're right. I mean, the Gemara does speak about kol and shibudim and sukkah kedushin of avasra and so on. The reason I hesitated is because, you know, we just don't like to be reminded of that. But the other perspective is a much more formal and legal one. What else is unique about karka and a perspective on shibudim? Matis. Again, that's. Let's say on a Daraisa level, or on a Drabana level, but more, forget about the word Takana and so on. Kinyanim, right? It could be that the Matan Mos, when you make a transaction, so the exchange itself generates a Kinyan in the Karkos. It generates a Kinyan directly in whatever it is that you're exchanging, right? And the exchange of value, or the Matan Mos, is also a Kinyan in the Karka, on a secondary level, as shibudim. Okay. And for that reason, the kinyanim of karka is different than the kinyanim of metalzer. Okay. Again, we're not going to discuss shibudim beyond that, but that's a more, you know, it's fascinating to note that the riff, if I remember this correctly, I think it's Kuf Nun Aleph. Anybody learned about Basra recently? In the Sugin Bal Basra, that Kuf Nun Aleph, I think, or Kuf Nun, could be Kuf Nun Gimel, not sure. There are a few Gemaras, both in Bavasra in the end and in Bava Kama, that discuss, what is metaltalin and what is karka, l'inyan, you know, different things. Abadim, what is their status, of course, always ikar, but in terms of kinyanim, in terms of nedarim, and so on and so forth. Several areas of halakha. What is the status of abadim? It's kekarka, it's kemetaltalin, right? The Gemara in the first parak of Bava Kama has this discussion as well. So as I recall, I think that the Rif, when he discusses that extensively in the end of Balvasar and Kufnun Aleph, so he quotes the fact that Ein Govin Menu Avadim as one of the proofs that Avadim are not Karkos. Whereas the Rashbam and Kuf Chavches and Balvasra, and I think Tosas and Babakam makes a distinction between Dine Drabana and Dine Daraisa, you have to know what he means there. But the Rashbam Balvasra Kuf Chavches says it's a din smichus das. Why is the Rif quoting Shibudim if, when he's talking about a much more formal issue, including the Darim, whether or not Karka applies to Avadim? So apparently he understands that the status of Shibudim isn't only smichus das, but it is a formal legal concept of Karka, Shem Karka. Okay. So the point is that when we say another mumlessly Batzer, Lekula Alma is not subject to Shibudim. So if it means Smichus Das, it means nothing. And if it means that it depends on the Shem Karka, maybe because of Kol and these other things too, maybe, or the Takana. But certainly if you take the Kinyan approach to Shibudim, which I like very much, if you say that and you bring a Raya, then you can bring a Raya for the larger issue of the status of Karka, Metaltlin, Avadim, and so on. So basically what we're saying is that Omeid Libatzer is no longer Karka. So why in Hilchos Shabbos does everybody going to agree that you're Chayit? So you could say the exception is Hilchos Shabbos. Right? It's not Karka, but Hilchos Shabbos doesn't depend on Karka. Hilchos Shabbos depends on Mechubar, I'm sorry, Hilchos Shabbos depends on Pisuk Hayinika. Point to many Rishonim, as we've seen, that's a perfectly legitimate view. It may not be Gidulei Karka, the Haraya, there's no Shibudim. I'm sorry, it is Gidulei Karka. I'm sorry, it's not Gidulei Karka, the Haraya, Shibudim, but there is Pisa Kayanika. Or the other possibility is to say that there's Pisa Kayanika, there's Yanika. There's Mechubar and Talush, and then there's Karka and Metaltalim. You have three categories. Mechubar and Karka are also two different dinim. I think I mentioned this in the past. That's what the Rav used to say a lot. In some of these sugyas about Ona and Gezel and Shvua and so on, the issue in Ona and Gezel and Shvua has to do with Karka and Metaltalin more than it has to do with Mechubar and Talush. So you might say, Anovim, Omnus Libatzer, Lekula Almas Mechubar. Therefore, Nechel Shabbos is no issue. It's Gidule Karka, it's Mechubar, it's Yonek. Even according to Beilor, Meir Beilor Chachamim. The only question is whether it's Karka. And Lekula Almas is no Smichus Das. So that's something to consider as well. One second, let me see. I'm sure I'm not skipping important things here. Okay, good. Okay, let's get back to. Two more points on this issue very quickly. One is a number of you raised the question about Roda Bekaveris. I think David mentioned to me in the maybe Daniel. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you had a question before.
Is it possible to say that the Karka is, could also be, one could say that by the time that it's a medicine, well, it's also an Unico because any further Unico is actually detrimental than how we use by Karka?
I think it's not. It's put it this way. It's certainly not Yavish.
Why is Yavish the definition, but not Yonik? Yonik is beneficial.
I think it's physically when something is Yavish, it's not Yonik Minakar.
Right, but that's by far the farthest.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's not. It's no longer a. The unique is no longer beneficial. But I'm saying that's different than saying that there's no longer a unique. In one case, I could argue that from a Maisik Tzira point of view too, right, nothing has happened. If Maisik Tzira means Pisuk Ayinika, nothing has happened. In the other case, you could say, oh, it's a Malacha, you know, Tzricha Lugufa, She'ena Tzricha. On the contrary, maybe if there's no beneficial that makes it, instead of being Makalkel or whatever, it makes it more of a Tikkun. But there is physically Pisuk Ayinika. So I hear it. It's possible, but either way, your explanation would be necessary if somebody held that anavim omdos slibatzer was potter in Shabbos. What the Bali Tosa say in those places is that lin in Shabbos, everybody will agree that you're chayit. So there's no compelling reason to say that just because there's no benefit anymore, that it's not called pisuk hayinika. I think theoretically you could say such a thing. I just think that that's not. That's a big leap from saying Yavesh, that's all. But why would you want to say such a thing? You could say it, let's say, but what would you gain from saying it? What would it explain?
Well, then, not necessarily for this case of the Lotus Mbatsa, but in a case where something, Rashi says that the Mbatsa is not, the book is not yet Yavesh, but,
right.
But the pre isn't necessarily yoning any further.
We're not sure. I'm not sure about that. I suspect that Rashi just means it's therefore Alpidin, it's Miksas Mechubar, or it would be considered Mokum Gidulo, or it would be considered a Maisa Katsira. I happen to agree with you. But I'm not 100% sure about it. Probably Yavesh or Tzomuk means that it's not getting any more Yanika, even though the Mokum Achibur is still open. It's still, you know, still viable in some way. But either way, we have plenty of ways to explain, you know, what's that about on either side, without saying that the Yanika's, you can say there's no Yanika at all. Now, not the Yanika's, the issue is, it's not that it's, that it can't benefit anymore for the Yanika in that case. So I'm not sure what it would explain. If it would explain something, then I'd be more open to hearing it. I think it's possible, but it's definitely a leap from Yavish. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah in Uktzin and Shvius, Arode Bekaveris. So there, the Mishnah speaks about Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. We have it here in our Gemara also, quoted on Tzadi Hayomid Aleph. That's a problematic case. Arode Chalos Dvash. Lo karbon dibra b'Eliezer, zan yom tov, chachom echot zeh, en elu mishum shvuz. And you have the real Mishnah I didn't bring you today, but the Mishnah in Zerayim, the Mishnah in Shviyas, and the Mishnah in the end of Uktzin, right? What are the issues that are dependent upon this? Yonah? Rabbi Lazar and Chachamim, but wrote Dvash Bekaveras? Yehuda? Well, there's no Yenika Menakarka, that's clear. The question is whether it's Mechubar Lekaveres, or it has a status of Karka, a shame Karka, or a status of Mechubar. It's strange either way. There's certainly no Yenika. What are the issues discussed in the Mishnah, though? Eitan. Okay, the Rishonim quoted all a lot of them quoted. Prusbul, Tuma, Shabbos, right? It sounds like Prusbul, Tuma, and Shabbos are connected. Now, Prusbul, Tuma are issues of Mechubar. Alpidin is considered, or Karka Metalkalin, one or the other. They're not issues of Yenika. You have the Machokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. Now, Shitas Chachamim, we probably pass him like, which is that Kaveris is not considered Mechubar, it's treated as Metalkalin. So that's fine. The problem is Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Rambam quotes this in Perek Chafalef, Halach Abav, as a Drabbanah, which is fine. Is that only because he paskins like the Chachamim? Atole Shchai Mishum Kotzer, Lepikach, Asur, Lirdos Dvash Mikaveres B'Shabes, Mishum Shehu Kitolesh. It's only Drabbanah. Then it continues, Ein Olam Be'ilan, Ben Lach, Ben Yavesh, Ein Mitalim Be'ilan, Ein Nismachim Be'ilan, Lo Yalim Mibod Yom, Leishev Shem, Ein Mishtamshim, Gzeira Shem Yitlosh. So the, according to the Rambam, Rediyas Dvash Mikaveres is a Drabbanan Mipnei Shehu Ketolesh. But again, it's interesting that he has this Lepikach. But at least according to the Rambam, it's only Drabbanan. Is it only Drabbanan, even according to Rabbi Eliezer? The Nelson Kalim here say that's because the Rambam passes like the Chachamim. But had he passed like Rabbi Eliezer, it would be Chayiv Min HaTorah. So again, if you require Gidule Karka like the Ramban, this Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is problematic. You say that's why the Chacham don't like it. Right? But it doesn't sound like that's why the Chacham don't like it. The Chacham don't like it because they think that Kaveris just doesn't have that status to begin with, Baharaya. It extends to Tuma and to Prusbul and yeah.
Yeah, it's explicit in the
Mishnah. Yeah, so that's what the argument's about. But it sounds like, you know, if they were to agree with him, they would agree on the Shabbos part as well. Which is why the Marit al-Ghazi quotes this Shitas Rabbi Eliezer as a powerful critique against the Rambam. But for the Rambam, it's not so bad. Because if, according to the Rambam, it's not in a Gidule Karka, as the Ramban projected his own Shita on the Rambam, but it is really a din of Maisa, again, what I'm calling Maisa Ketzira, which is Oker Davar mi Makom Gidulo. So there is a question, is this considered, you could still ask the question, is this considered Makom Gidulo? In a way, it reminds us, this is its organic environment. You're separating it from its organic environment. Now, is this separation traumatic? Creative? Doesn't seem so. But it is the place where it developed. It may only be a container. It may be more like the Cholev, the Is the Umri of Cholev in a way. But either way, according to the Rambam, this is something to consider. Rabbi Eliezer is much more palatable for the Rambam, as we're understanding it, than it is for the Rambam. Put it that way. Okay. Having said that, let's move to the next point. So why doesn't the Rambam hold that Ubar v'Neimo is Kotzer, the Ramban, because it's not Gidulei Karka. Okay, and the Minchas Chinuch said even the Ramban should have said it because it is Gidulei Karka, because people are Gidulei Karka. That doesn't bother me. The Gidulei, you want to extend that to Disha and Imur, fine. But to extend it to Kotzer in this context, you know, doesn't seem very convincing to me. But according to the Rambam, if it's Akilas Dabar Mimachom Gidulo, and it's not a din in Mechubar and Talush, and it's not a din in Yenika, and it's not a din in Gidule Karka per se, so what's wrong with Ubar B'Meimo? Yeah, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just want to know if perhaps Rambam thought more sincere because it's more dumb with the Mishkan.
Well, everybody's going to want to be dumb with the Mishkan. The question, as we pointed out, the classic case in the Mishkan had like five components. And what we're trying to figure out is which of these is essential and which of these is more, you know, coincidental. Right. I'm not sure what you mean by doma and appearance. In the case of the Mishkan, they had many things, right? It was mechubar, it was pisuk yenika, it was makom gidulo. There was a full, single, in one fell swoop, maisa katsira. They had all those things. We're just not sure what to take from the Mishkan and what not. We all agree that not every single detail that coincidentally was done in the Mishkan is important. And therefore, it always becomes a question when you're analyzing the Mishkan, what do you consider to be the defining part and what do you consider to be the more incidental part? Saying, what is it about? So if you say, oh, the Rambam feels doing the Mishkan. I mean, he's interpreting the Mishkan case in a broader way? Maybe. We also have seen in other cases that the Rambam is less swayed by the Mishkan than some of the other Rishonim are. Right. I'm just saying, I don't see anything in the Mishkan particularly compelling more one way than the other. Yeah.
In that direction, I don't know whether it's doing with the Mishkan literally or not. The fact is that the Rambam nowhere quotes any cases of Kotzer that are beyond the plan.
Exactly. That's true. But we're trying to, essentially, we're asking why.
No, well,
I mean,
what do you say,
doing
the Mishkan in an hour
away? Right, and doing the
Mishkan
doesn't help us. Well, the Gemara definitely says.
None of these cases, the right. Rambam ever quotes. 100%.
What we're trying to figure.
It's only plant life, whether it's doing the Mishkan.
100%, but that begs the question. I'm trying to figure out why is it only plant life? If it was, according to the Rabban, it's only plant life because it's Gidulei Karka. But we're trying to show that for the Rambam, it's not a din of Gidulei Karka. It's a din of makom gidulo. So why isn't it an other than plant life? I agree with you. The Tosfos Rid says that the reason, dildul uber meimo is not kotzer is because it's macholas. It's because it's behema. It's chai. Right. Okay. That's his rule. It could be that's the pshat in the Rambam, but why is the question? So it's possible. That I think we could say several things. Number one, you could say that Uber v'me'imo in particular is Netilas Neshama. And again, aside from the normal question of overlapping yes or no, there particularly may be no overlapping between Netilas Neshama and Kotzer. In almost a kum le bedraba mine type of way. In other words, if Kotzer is a kind of cutting off its sustenance or separating it from its makom gidol, but in a way, Netilas Neshama is much more than that. So when you have Netilas Neshama, there's nothing to talk about in terms of Kotzer. I think that's one possible mahalach. If you think that Kotzer is in some way connected to the themes of Netilas Neshama, but Netilas Neshama is, it's like, you know, the person died and you're worried that he's, you know, that he's still running at, you know, temperature. You know, I mean, it's you know, one in light of the other, it's almost like a Kamle Bedrava Mine eclipse. Yeah.
Are we assuming that
the
fetus has to die?
Well, if the Rambam is, I guess, and so is the Ramban. I mean, they're calling it the Netilas Neshama.
Could be. I mean, the Netilas Neshama is it possible as the fact that I mean, like just like the Chovel is Netilas Neshama, like under Chol or Chaver is Netilas Neshama, that is a partial.
Well, the question is whether Chovel is, or you know, whether it is Netilas Neshama,
right,
or whether it's Mepharik. But if it is Netilas Neshama, that's because, you know, Ki Adam Hu Nefesh. So you've killed, you know, that part of him.
You killed part of the mother when you're taking out the Uber, Yerahimo,
right? But the blood cells don't exist, don't live outside of the body either. I hear what you're saying. I think the Pashtus in the Rambam and the Ramban, it's. We're talking about that he kills the Uba. Not that he removes the Uba. I hear you. I'm not sure. I mean, according to the Ramban, who says that it means separating from a Neshama, or from a, or well, he's the same thing in Kotzer too, but.
Right.
It's an interesting point. I think it's assumed. Certainly the Ramban, certainly Ibn Chassinuch was assuming it. I think that's the Pashtus. I hadn't thought of it otherwise. Let me think of it more. But the simple reading of the Rambam, the Ramban, I think, is that way. But I hear what you're saying. Okay, so I think one possibility is this idea of eclipse. A kind of a kom le b'drava, meaning within these types of malachos. Maybe this is what the Ritva, I mentioned the Michas Chinuch has this idea that, you know, you should say on Yom Tov that Kotzer is mutter because of Mitoch, since he believes that every Netilas Neshama is also Kotzer. So the Ritva actually asks this question, and the Ritva's answer is, well, it's not true because you violate Netilas Neshama. It's a funny answer. The question assumes that you violate Kotzer, and then the answer says you violate Netilas Neshama. Is the answer to the question, well, you're wrong in the assumption that you violate Kotzer and therefore there is no Mitoch? Or is the answer, there's no Kotzer, even though one might have thought that there would be, because it's Netilas Neshama? That's what it sounds like in the Ritva. So is that a general statement about overlapping? I don't think so. Maybe it's this idea that Netilas Neshama is the par excellence, you know, it's Kotzer on a grand scale. So, maybe. Okay. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, like you just said, but I don't think it's Dumi the Mishkan, whatever it is. Balei Chaim do not have Kotzer. That's what Tosfos Rid says. Now, is that because it has Gozes? I think it's another possibility. Especially according to the Rambam. Again, if you hold like the Ramban, that Gozes is a Filalachar Misa. Moreover, according to the Ramban, Gozes, what is the Malach of Gozes? We have to finish this on Sunday, but what else is Gozes? What's the Chefza in Gozes for the Ramban? Elikhan? Not the Davar HaNigzaz, but the Gufa Adam. Right? That's the Ramban's objection against the Balamor. So is Gozes comparable to Kotzer in a way? Not really. So the reason that there's no Kotzer is not because there's Gozes. It's not because Gozes does for Balei Chaim what Kotzer does for Tzmachim. That's not true on two levels. Number one, it's even after there's no sustenance. Right? And number two, it's about, maybe that's the reason. It's not about the Nigzaz, it's about the larger Heftza after the Nigzaz. Right? You shave off your mustache, you're beautifying your upper lip, or whatever it is. It's not that you're, you know, collecting DNA evidence or shapal material and so on and so forth. Okay. So according to the Ramban, the contrast between Gozes and Kotzer is clear. But according to the Rambam, we have to investigate this. Is it possible that the reason that there's no Kotzer for Balei Chaim is because of Gozes? Gozes is the equivalent. That's a different perspective. Or maybe there's another possibility. And that is not that Gozes, not that Netilas Neshama eclipses both Gozes, let's say, and Kotzer, and not that Gozes is the parallel in Balei Chaim for Kotzer, but maybe there's no concept, or it's a different concept of Mokom Gidulo in Semach and in Chai. I can't prove this, I'm not sure if I can explain it well, it's an instinct. But I think it's an instinct that everybody can appreciate, hopefully. In other words, the whole concept of Mokom Gidulo is something that doesn't exist outside of the world of Tzemach. Yeah?
You know, isn't it very simple that plants are inanimate and therefore they acquire a greater degree of relationship with their place than animals
I think so.
Are animate and therefore...
Yeah, I think so. You're agreeing with this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Again, you know, plant activists might disagree with you. You know, they don't want you to speak loudly, you know, in the presence of plants or say anything insulting to them. But, you know, but I totally agree with you. Right. In other words, the Mokom Gidulo of the world of Tzemach is Koveya, and it's defining. And in the case of Chai, so, you know, there's a certain irony. In a sense, you get, you know, more, I guess, genetic, you know, impact from your... I'm not sure about that. But the point is that there's a greater degree of independence, and the stature of Mokom Gidulo, per se, is less. And therefore, the concept of Mokom Gidulo doesn't exist. I think there's another possibility as well, and that is as follows. Maybe in Kotzer, there's need, I'll say it in a complicated way first, to walk a fine line in terms of how transforming the action is. Let me say it this way. Especially in contrast with the Netilas Neshama. Netilas Neshama, the end result of Netilas Neshama is a transformation of the Chafetz. Right, from Chai to Meis. To the extent that the shame is different. Right? You have a... It becomes a Nevela, or you talk about, an animal, living, breathing, animal becomes Basar. At least halachically, there is a difference between Mechubar and Talush, but it's still Tavua. It's still Tavua. But you can eat the fruit, straight from the ground if you want. You want to bite it off the tree. Or afterwards. Bracha is the same. Status is the same. Is it possible that Oker Davar, Migidulo, is different than the Tilas Neshama in that respect? But if that were to be the issue, then it could theoretically overlap with some Gozes, if not for maybe this other consideration that Gozes and Kotzer might be parallels. For example, you cut off hair or fingernails. One could argue, I'm not sure how transforming that is. I think it's an open question. They don't exist as separate entities, you could say. It's part of the body, but for certain halachos, they do exist separately. But here, I'm raising an important question, I think, whether or not Kotzer is transforming or not. I think it is and it isn't at the same time. On the one hand, especially if you emphasize Mechubar and Talush, especially if you... A certain perspective on Maisik Tzira being a traumatic action, a change of some sort. So it is a change. And on the other hand, they say the Chafetz doesn't change its identity. It's the same Chafetz in a different state. That's the fine line that I'd like to walk. I think this is highlighted in another issue, too. Rashi says that Cholev Yisda Amri is... I'm sorry, Cholev Yisda Amri is Kotzer. So the Rashash asks the following question. Rabbeinu Tam says that Cholev is Mamachek. Right? Ayin Gimel and Beis, Tosis, and so on. Cholev is Mamachek. Right? The standard view in Bali Tosis is that it's not Mamachek, but it is Dosh, Mepharek. Told in the Dosh. So the Bali Tosis asks, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's Mamachek, how can the Gemara makes a distinction between Cholev B'toch HaKa'ara and Cholev B'toch HaKedera? Right, in the Kufmens. Kufmendes, whatever it is. Right? What difference does it make where the milk goes, into a ka'ara or a kadeira? If it goes into tavshil, or it goes into a bowl by itself? If you hold that it's dosh, then it makes a lot of difference. Because basically what we're saying is dosh is not just about accessing. Dosh is about transforming in the process of accessing. Right? You take something that was part of the animal, let's say, or part of the tavua, and you create a new status as a result. It's not just a traumatic change or an accessing of the object, which was hitherto hidden and inaccessible, but it transforms it as well. So the point is, if it goes into a ka'ara, so it's a liquid, and if it goes into a kadeira, it was a solid, and it remains a solid, and the transformation isn't sufficient. But if you're talking about memacheik, so memacheik refers to the impact on the dud of the animal, basically. What takes place inside? What does it make whether the object ends up in a ka'ara or in a kadeira? Right? That's the question. That's one of the reasons that the Rishon and Bali Tosfos don't like Rabbeinu Tam's view. So the Rashash says, shouldn't the same objection apply to the view that Cholev is Kotzer? What difference does it make whether it's in a ka'ara or in a kadeira? The important thing is that you have been menatek the object. You've been okerit from makom gidulo or makom chiburo, however you want to explain it. But maybe the answer is that in Katsira there's also a transforming element. So I'm not sure if this is against what I just said or it's the fine line that I'm talking about. Namely, in Kotzer we have to examine to what extent is there a transforming element, or just, you know, that's the mind. Nituk min ha-chibur, or nituk min ha-yenika. Or no, it really has to change, it has to create something. It's the creative act, Katsira. But not so creative that it's unrecognizable, like in Tilos Neshama. It still has the same identity, but in a different state for the same object. It's now talush, not mechubar. That in itself is halachically different. So in connection with that, I just want to mention one other thing, and this will stop, and then we'll try to finish up this on the rest of Gozei Sunday. And that is as follows. Just remember back to Ayin Beis. Was it Ayin Beis? Ayin Beis Amud Beis. What was Ayin Beis Amud Beis? Dovi. Correct. And we had Abaya and Rav. What is Misasik? Abaya says Misasik is Magbi in Niskavin Lagbiya Satalush Bakatak Samakumar. And Rava says even Lachtokasa Talush Bakatak Samakumar. Okay, so just look at the line in the Gemara for 1 minute. What's the difference between Abaya and Rava? Say that again? That's right. That already depends on Rashi Tosfos, which is relevant too. But let's I didn't ask about Rashi Tosfos. I asked about Abaya and Rava. What's the difference between Abaya and Rava on the surface? Like via satolish v'chata chasam mechubar or lachta chasatolish v'chata chasam mechubar. Yeah. Is there a discrepancy in your misasek in the ma'isim or only in the chiyuv and p'tur? And that's what the Gemara says. Rava mar pater abayim rechayv. Rava mar pater the halon iskavin the chaticha the yisura. Abayim rechayv the kamechavin the chaticha b'yalma. So why am I quoting this now? There we go. Because the bechina is coming close, and I want you to do chazara. It's from the last bechina. It can't be. You're not supposed to remember that. So why am I quoting?
No, I'm supposed to remember it.
Ah. Well said. Touché.
Very well.
Okay, come on. So what's, why am I quoting this? What's the point?
Because the question that we seem to be saying that if Hagdiya versus the Talish, if Talish is really Hashim and Maisa, so then...
What about Chatichas Talish and Chatichas Mechubar?
Chatichas Talish versus Chatichas Mechubar.
Is it true that Chatichas Talish...
But the question is, is that really a big change? Is that really just...
Exactly.
Does that make sense at all?
Yeah. So the simple reading of the Gemara, you could just walk away and say that Rav and Abaya are arguing whether or not a discrepancy in Isser and Heter is enough. Abaya says no, and Rav says yes. But Rav agrees to Abaya that Chatichas Mechubar and Chatichas Talush, from a Maisa point of view, are exactly the same thing. Right? However, one could also suggest something else, and that is that the reason Rav disagrees with Abaya is because he thinks that Chatichas, the discrepancy between Chatichas Talush and Chatichas Mechubar, is almost as great, if not as great, as Kavanas Hagbah, V'Sof Sof Chatach. Because Ein Adoma, Chatichas Mechubar, and Chatichas Talush, as Maisim. In one case, it's not that Niskavin Lasos Katsira Shol Ptur V'Asa Katsira Shol Chiyuv, which is what Abaya is saying. But it's really Niskavin Lo Lasos Katsira V'Asa Katsira. And indeed, who says something like that? Who says it? Yaakov? No. Minchas Baruch. The truth is, who can remember? But Baruch Krinker. What'd you call him? You had a bracha in there. Birkei Moshe, he said? Yeah. Is there a sefer called Birkei Moshe?
Yeah, it must have been the first year I heard that word.
What?
They're both mem beis.
I'm not familiar with the sefer Birkei Moshe. I'm familiar with Birkei Shmuel, or Birchas Shmuel, I should say. Yeah, okay. But I'm sure there is such a sefer. And if there isn't one, there should be one. That's what the Minchas Baruch says. Minchas Baruch is bothered by the in the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosas. Right, Rashi says, Dovi alluded to it, Miskavein, I'm sorry, that's, in addition to everything else, it's also a discrepancy in the Chafetz here. Right? So, what bothered Minchas Baruch, among other things, was, again, Rashi says, Miskavein lachtoch esamachubar, esatolush, v'chatoch esamachubar is the case of Miskavein lachtoch tolush A, v'chatoch mechubar B. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. And Tosa says, no, not true. Niskave lachtoch mechubar, tolush A, v'nimtza she'eze hu mechubar. Oh. So the question the Achronim ask against Tosa is, what about Shigigas Shabbos? If you don't need a discrepancy in the Cheftas, according to Tosa, in order to be Misasek, sounds like misidentifying a chafetza is considered is also considered misasek. So then, a person doesn't know the day is Shabbos. He misidentified the day. He should be chayim. He should not be chayim chatas. He should be patur midin misasek. The Shlomo Rashi says there also has to be discrepancy between the chafetza A and chafetza B. You can always say that misasek is a confusion of the chafetzas. But according to Bali Tosis, who say a single chafetza. But he just thought it was status A, and it was really status B. So why? What about Shigas Shabbos? The same question. We discussed this question. The Avnei Nezer's father has an answer. The Avnei Nezer has an answer. I suggested an answer. It's a very important question, according to Bali Tosfos. The Minchas Baruch's answer is, well, actually, the case of Niskave Lachtoch Tolush Zeh V'Nimsa Shehu Mechubar is a misase case because it isn't just a misidentification. The misidentification ends up creating a discrepancy on the Maisa level too. Because Rava, who disagrees with the Baya, actually thinks that Eina Doma, Chatichas Mechubar, Chatichas Talish, they're two different actions. So it's not just a misidentification of a Cheftza, albeit the same Maisa, there's a misidentification that causes a discrepancy in the Maisa too. So what emerges, though, is very important to what we've been discussing. We've been discussing the last few minutes. How transformative is, how different is Kotzer? Is Kotzer just, is Kotzer Shal Heter, Kotzer Shal Iser? And it's just the act of Chaticha. But if Kotzer is defined by being transformative, Pisuk Yenika, creating a Tolish out of a Mechub, that's what Kotzer is, on a Maisa level, not just the conditions for Chiyu. So then, the Minchas Baruch's idea makes sense. But that has to be weighed. If you say that, that might be another way, reason again, to explain why Nefilas Neshama and Kotzer, well, if you want to walk the fine line, that Nefilas Neshama is a total transformation of the Chetza. Here it's the Chetza, but the Chetza in a different state, but at least it's a different Maisa. And the Isdamri of Rashi also perhaps have that view that there has to be some transformation, that might be the idea of Kara and Kedera. Okay. What remains to be done, I just want to speak a few more minutes about the Shir of Ketzira, and then I'll get back to that Ramban, as well as a couple of other points, and then I want to speak about Geziza. Let's try to move quickly on Sunday.